Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Obedience is compliance with rules, or orders. God has His orders for us and we must obey them to live a successful life. As we study the Word of God today, we shall be looking at the subject of obedience with the topic, Obedience for a Successful Life. Our Bible text is from the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 which says, If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. Obedience is compliance with an order, request, or law or submission to another's authority. God wants us to trust and obey Him in every circumstance. To live successfully, we cannot do without obedience. As a matter of fact, our lives revolves around obedience for us to stay alive. There are always rules and laws to obey to avoid failure, death, damage, poverty, shame and setback. God has given us laws and guidelines to follow in the Bible. At the same time, nature and humans also present us with laws and guidelines to obey. When you drive, you must not drive above certain speed limit to avoid accident. When you are in your home, you must not touch naked wire to avoid electric shock. If you want to grow, you must eat food. To earn money, you must do something productive. To stay fit, you must exercise. For your electronics to function, you must obey the law of physics to power it with the right power rating, and so on. Our existence in life revolves around this concept, obedience. To avoid unwanted consequences, we must always obey God and other laws of nature and laws in our community. Ever since the Garden of Eden, God has given man His rules. And the failure of the first man to live forever was as a result of disobedience to these rules. God presented man with a complete guide for us to live. Looking at the Ten Commandments carefully, you will see that all are meant for the good of the Israelites and not for God. God's rules are meant to make us and not to break us. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. God has His plans for us as we also have for ourselves in life. But every plan has an end to meet. And to meet these ends, rules must be obeyed. For our objectives to be achieved in life, there are strict lines of action to be obeyed. So every objectives has strict guidelines of rules to obey to see it happen. Very few things in life happen by chance. God's plans and objectives for our lives do not come without strict guidelines to follow as well. Our Bible text today says, If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. For us to eat the good of the land, we must trust God or take Him at His words and obey Him. To be willing has to do with trusting Him without doubt that He has good intentions for you, and obedience is adherence to His will and laws. We cannot make it without obeying Him. As a matter of fact, the key to success in life is strict adherence to the laws of God, of nature and of man. To succeed in life, you must obey the rules of the game, which can be to work hard, be disciplined, be persistent, and many others. What is God's plan for your life today? Do you trust Him and obey Him to see them happen? God wants to bless us, but He needs a level of obedience from us. For example, God is saying in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that we must obey and adhere to the study of His words and laws when He said, This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Would you obey His words today, so that everything can work out for your good? God cannot take you to the promised land or the place of breakthrough except you obey and follow Him. God will lead you there, though there is a commitment on your part to follow in terms of obedience. What sweetens God's heart most is a desire by man to obey Him. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22 says, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." With God, obedience is key to our success. We cannot substitute anything in the place of obedience. Our service to Him is irrelevant when we fail to obey Him. As you go today, spend a little time to think about the reasons you have not entirely been obedient to God's word or the promptings of the Spirit. Ask Him for forgiveness and the grace to live in obedience to His will. As you take this step, may the Lord bless you and renew your trust in His word. Today, count on Him to keep His word. I wish you bountiful life, success, and every promise that comes from complete trust and obedience to God. I pray for you today, that God's mercy will speak for you in every way that you have been disobedient. I pray that as you trust and obey Him, that doors shall be opened unto you. I speak success, breakthrough, and the peace of God into your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Zechariah chapter 7 to chapter 9. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 19. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.